Can you hear me?
Loud and clear, how you doing?
There we go. We're good to
All
go, brother. We're good. The
right.
girlfriend just gave me a look like I fucking broke something. I'm on. I didn't break it. Thank you for the
Hey,
light, honey.
I've done it before too. I was trying to figure out why I'm muted, and everybody's like, "No, I can't hear you." So,
Yeah, I don't get none of that shit. I don't get any of it.
be nice to him. I've heard he's had a long day already.
No, I'm good.
Let's talk Supercard of Honor. I'm excited about this. It's
Yep.
been a crazy week, and it's only Tuesday. Still got a few more days to go, but I'm really looking forward to this match with Mark Briscoe. I'm looking at it compared to last year. There's a lot of animosity with you and Claudio going into that match.
Yeah.
Seems like there's a different level of respect with you and Mark. And I see a lot of similarities. Both men of faith. I know the rosary is important to you.
Yeah.
Mark said that God's booking this match. You're both fan favorites. Even though you're not Philly guys, grew up close enough, you in New York, him in Delaware. So
Yeah.
there's a little bit of a connection with Philly. So
I think you could say Mark Briscoe and Eddie Kingston, those names were born in Philadelphia.
okay.
You know what I mean? We
Yeah.
were made and cut from Philadelphia for pro wrestling. And thank God we work. So we were able to go through a lot of stuff and still, make it through because of Philly.
Yeah. So you're coming into the match. Obviously, you want to retain your title, but how are you
Yeah.
feeling a couple days out? Like this, I just told you why I'm interested in it, but
Yeah.
how are you feeling, getting a chance to square up with Mark?
I feel good. You know what I mean? I feel as healthy as I can be of 22 years in this. You know what I mean? Been training, feel good about that, feel good about what I want to do in the match against Mark. But what I love about this match is that it's basically what Ring of Honor was built on, and it was built on competition. You don't have me and Mark doing something fake where we have to make something up to make each other hate each other and build up a match. This is not about building up. This is about two men fighting for the top prize in Ring of Honor, which is the Ring of Honor World Championship, and two men who love Ring of Honor and want to represent Ring of Honor and will fight and will compete. And I've said it in the other interviews, and I'll say it again. Me and Mark are going to write our love letter and violence to Ring of Honor because this is what it was built on, competition. Two men just going at it and see who's better that night.
I appreciate that because I think you hear it a lot now. Like, I don't know how much you pay attention to it, but like, I see comments all the time, like, where's the story? Where's the story? Like, yeah, that's great. Like, you want that, but sometimes you just want two people that want to beat the crap out of each other for a
Yeah.
title. And you're giving that.
Yeah, I really don't hear that too much because I'm off Twitter and I try to stay away from the negative stuff because, whether it's about you or not, somehow mentally, I don't know what it does. It seeps in your brain and somehow it affects you. It's weird. It's weird. Maybe it's just me. I don't know.
And
You know what I mean?
I didn't mean to imply they were saying it about you. I'm just saying
No,
wrestling
no,
in
no, no,
general,
no.
it's
In
where's the
general,
story?
yeah, in general, I stay away from all that stuff. I don't. You know what I mean? And I said this before in another interview as well. I'm a fan of anybody who's a fan of pro wrestling. I got love for you. Whether that means you like me, you like AEW or Ring of Honor or not. You know what I mean? I don't care. Just support pro wrestling. So I don't really care what people say or whatever, as long as you're supporting it. And yeah, to me, there's a story in every match. You just may have to look harder. You know what I mean? Maybe, you know what I'm saying? You got to look a little bit harder into it. Maybe it's not that blatant right in front of your face. But to me, a story that will never end and never change is just two people, men or woman, going into that ring and fighting and trying to win. That's the basis of everything. It's competition. That's the basis of pro wrestling. Then you add anything else that you want to say, story or whatever. You know what I mean? With me anyway, you always know I'm trying to win. That's it. I'm trying to, make money, trying to be a champion. That's it. This is what I'm in here for. I'm not in here to be happy-go-lucky guy. You know?
You're going into the match, coming off the loss to Okada. Obviously, it's tough. But do you think people get hung up on that sort of thing too much? Like, oh, he's coming off of a loss, so he needs to, like...
I don't think people read into it, because we've seen people in the past come off losses and not be themselves. You know what I mean? Luckily for everyone else, luckily or unluckily for everybody who likes me, it's lucky. For people who don't like me, it's unlucky. I'm just me. Mm-hmm. Nothing changes. Yeah. You know what I mean? And I'm going to do what I have to do to win. And the loss of Okada, it hurt that night in Toronto. When I went back to the hotel room and took an ice bath and then a hot shower so I can relax my muscles, yeah, it sucked. But then you realize this is, you win and lose at life. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? No one goes undefeated in wrestling. Nobody. So you're going to have to win or lose, man. And the test of a real man, I have to show that I'm a real man, not just for myself, but for my family too. I got to show I'm a real man to set an example. Like, yeah, okay, I lost. But I've grown. I'm not going to go back to the old Eddie that starts drinking and missing shows. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And then I come back 6 months later, like, all right, I'm good. What's up? And then everything's good until I lose again, or something goes the way I didn't want it to go. And then I go backward. You know, the evil cycle. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? That doesn't end. I'm not doing that. Not no more. Because I can't. I got to grow. So it sucked when I first lost. Yeah, did I start thinking in my head, man, I should, you know, drown my sorrows away, or maybe I just don't go to work anymore. So, you know what I mean? I was embarrassed, let alone, I was embarrassed I'd lost, and just frustrated. Just that's the key thing, just frustrated. Mm-hmm. But I've learned over the years, man, you win some, you lose some. That is life. You know what I mean? It's not just pro wrestling. It's not just competition. It's life. There's some days you wake up and you won the whole day. And there's some days where it feels like you just lose the whole day. You know what I mean? But I don't have time to think about that. I got to hurry up and defend these other championships and move forward. I don't know. I can't be the old me no more. I can't. It's tiring. It's tiring.
I did want to talk about that. You've been on AEW TV a lot. That was one of the matches. You have a match going into AEW Dynasty now.
Yeah.
We haven't really seen you wrestle on Ring of Honor TV. I think it was since December. I think it was a proving ground match. But
yeah,
how do you feel about that balance? Like, do you want to be on Ring of Honor TV more? Obviously as champion, but how does that affect you? Because I'm assuming if somebody came to you and said, "Hey, we want you on both shows every week," you might do it.
Yeah. Yeah, I've proven I would. You know what I mean? Trust me, I've been there and I've done two matches one after another on the days of recording. Mm. And I would definitely love to do that. But again, I love it. Like, I don't book the shows, guys. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I'm a worker. I'm not in the office. You know what I mean? That's not my job. Mm. My job is to take orders and do my job. So whatever the bosses or the boss wants, I will do, because that's my job. People like to separate pro wrestling from other things and not make it like it's a job. My man, this is still a job. Mm-hmm. Just like when I would iron work, I wouldn't tell my foreman, no, I'm not going to work on that opening. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't tell my boss in wrestling, no, I'm not going to do that. Yeah. You know what I mean? So personally, I want to be on every Ring of Honor show. I want to be on every Dynamite. I want to be on every Rampage. I want to be on every Collision. But I can't control that because it's not my show. That's what I mean when I say not my show. Basically, I don't book it. But when it's time for me to go out there, I will do my job. That's it. It doesn't matter if I like it or not, dog. Mm-hmm. I got bills to pay, and I like getting in the ring. I love pro wrestling. I love fighting. So when I get my chance, I do it. Mm-hmm. Would I do it every day? Yes. But again, not my show, not my call.
Yeah, to a different degree, I think people kind of expect. I don't know if they expect more out of pro wrestling, but they view things in a different light compared to like the big four pro sports, like free agency is another thing. Like, why would he, why would he or she go to the other company? It's like, bring the same attitude to when, you know, the star center fielder signs with a rival team. Like, they're doing it.
Yeah. Or when everybody signs with the Yankees, because I know everyone gets mad about that.
Exactly.
Yeah. I just think it's everybody wants to make pro wrestling different, and it's a double-edged sword. Because one, you know, you make pro wrestling different, it makes it cool. But then another way, you try to make it too different where you don't see that it's a job. And it's what we do. It's like any other combat sport or any other sport in the world. We do our jobs.
I do want to talk about Dynasty a little bit.
Please, yeah.
House of Black against Adam Copeland, yourself, Mark Briscoe. Another interesting layer to the match you have on Friday. You're going to be teaming with him at Dynasty.
Yeah.
Talk to me about going into trios action.
It was real simple. You know what I mean? I saw Mark run out and I go, what is he doing? Doesn't he know we have a match? You know what I mean? I was like, what is he doing? I didn't want to see him get hurt. So that's why I went out. Yeah. Adam Copeland. He's cool. He's nice to me in the back. Hey, what's up, bro? Hey, what's up? That's it. I love chicken Mark Briscoe to death. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, all right. You want to do a 6-man? You want to put me on a pay-per-view? Okay.
There you go. You're paying the bills.
Yeah. That's what it is, dog. You know what I mean? Now, the little bit of an ego that I have inside me, would I want to be in a singles match for the world title? Mm-hmm. Remember, I don't call AEW World Championship the world I call it the world title because that's what it is. Mm-hmm. Would I want to be in Swerve's position against Joe? Yeah. But guess what? I don't book the show, bro. And this is what they want to do, and we're going to do it. And I'm going to go in there. I'm going to chop Brody. I'm going to kick Buddy. I'm going to swing on Aleister Black and see what's up. And then we're going to have a good time. Win or lose, I'm going to have a good time because I got into a fight.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. As long as there's a nice cold ice bath in the hotel room and then a hot shower afterwards and a couple things to help me, you know, meditate, mm-hmm. then I'm good. I'm good to go.
There you go. Can't ask for more.
No. Life's not that hard, man. We make it hard. Trust me. I make it hard on myself a lot.
Preach to the choir. I do it all the time.
I feel you, man.
I want to talk about Terry Funk a little bit because
I
know he's a huge inspiration. And yeah. I saw this quote not too long ago from you about you wanted to wrestle until your 30th anniversary. Is there anything that, whether it's about that stage of your career or just maybe something in general, is there something that not enough people appreciate about his work, especially towards the latter half of his career?
Yeah, because sometimes they see certain matches and then they'll say stuff like, you know what I mean? Like maybe they weren't the best technical matches or whatever. It was later in his career. And I kind of, people will say that. And like, how do you say he's the GOAT? Because it's not. And I look at them and I go, my man changed with the business every generation.
Mm-hmm.
All the people that you think are the GOATs didn't do that. He did. He changed with every generation and got over with every generation.
Mm-hmm.
He helped companies. He didn't hurt companies. You know, he didn't hurt guys. He made guys. He did it the right way. And that's what I look up to the most outside, besides his matches, is the fact that he did this business the right way. And that's what I want to do. That's why he inspires me. When there's days where I want to lose my shit and just flip out, legit, Terry Funk's one of the people I think about besides my mother and father and everybody. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Terry Funk, man, what he would just handle this like a pro. And that's what he did. That's why he's the GOAT. Besides the in-ring stuff, is the outside the ring. I don't think I've heard anyone say a bad word about him, and that's hard to do in this business because you have so many different personalities. I know there's people that don't like me. I hear it, and it makes me laugh because I'm like, my thing is this. If you don't like me, that probably means I don't like you.
Mm-hmm.
You know? That means I probably treated you a certain way because I don't like you.
Yeah.
Because I don't trust you.
Yeah,
so the people who say they like me, I'd be like, oh, it's because I like you. I mess with you. I chill with you. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, and I'm thinking, like, if you find somebody that has a crossword to say about Terry Funk, they're probably not somebody you do want to mess with.
No, because I don't respect their opinion. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Yeah.
You don't like Terry Funk? You don't like Terry Funk? Or if you don't think he's at least top three or something, then I can't mess with you. I can't mm-hmm. mess with your opinion about pro wrestling, let alone life.
Yeah. Is there a match or a couple matches that you would point out as some that maybe highlight that? I know a lot of people go to the ECW run, but it's more...
Yeah.
It's more all-encompassing. Like, do you have anything specific that you...
The ECW run's great because he helped that company. You know what I mean? I'm not even talking about when they went and did the pay-per-view, when he did that, you know, the Desperado. So, I mean, early, like in 93, 94, you know what I mean? Before he left, I think in 95, you know?
Mm-hmm.
He helped that company and helped so many of the young guys learn their craft. And every ECW guy I talk to, when they talk about Terry Funk, they have nothing but... amazing things to say about the man and how he helped their career.
Mm-hmm.
One of my heroes, Toshiaki Kawada, when I interviewed him at High Spots, I asked him, what was your first inspiration in wrestling? He said Terry Funk. You know what I mean? So he transcended languages and cultures.
Mm-hmm.
I tell people, watch anything with him and his brother against Hanson and Brody, or any Terry Funk versus Hanson, any Terry Funk versus Brody. And I tell them, watch that, because watch the violence and the fight of it. You know what I mean? You see guys fighting,
mm-hmm.
you know, ain't nothing pretty about it. I get it. Some people like the prettier stuff. I get it. I don't,
mm-hmm.
but because I'm not a pretty guy, that's why. If I could do moonsaults and stuff, I would. Trust me, folks. I get real jealous of dudes that can flip around like Dante Martin and his brother Darius. I get unbelievably jealous that they do the things they do. You know what I mean? Or Commander or Gravity or those, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Those guys who do all that. Pac is another one. I just go, ugh, I wish I could do that. You know what I mean? Yep. But I don't. And I look at guys like Terry Funk. God, just his aura, his presence, everything during any time period. But especially for me, if you watch him against Brody in All Japan and him against Stan Hansen and him and his brother against them.
Mm-hmm.
God, him and his brother against Jumbo Tsuruta and Giant Baba was great. And I know a lot of people sleep on Baba, but man, they just, that match was great.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I tell people, check out those matches because they're on YouTube as well. So it's easier to watch.
Is that on, is it King's Arc?
Or is it I honestly don't know. I just type it in and when it pops up, I go, all right, either watch it now or put the save later or download.
Okay.
I got the premium, man. I'm making enough money now where I can afford the YouTube premium with no commercials. I'm all about it.
There you go.
That was one of the highlights from my first paycheck from AEW was I got that. I got a PlayStation 5 and two pairs of Tims. Those are the things I got my first check. And that was the highlight of my day. And I paid my bills, but I was going to get that stuff.
Yeah, there you go. I'll wrap up on this. I don't know if you know anything about it, but I saw Mikey Ruck has posted about it. He's doing an a la carte remix of your song, of your entrance theme.
Is he?
Yeah. You don't know anything about it?
No.
Okay. I figured I'd ask. I was going to ask what your connection to Castlevania is, or if that was just something he was messing around with.
No, I like what it's Castlevania is a game, right?
Yeah.
All right. I thought it was just an anime. So, because I can say that I like anime, like Cowboy Bebop is probably my favorite anime.
Yeah.
I like Death Note. I like Megalobox, Attack on Titan. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, no, I don't think there's any connection.
Okay. I wasn't sure. It piqued my interest because I played a little bit of the games and I like your theme song. So
I'm not a big gamer. I'm more of a sports gamer. I'm one of those guys. I don't know if that's a good thing or bad thing. Mm-hmm. Like I've been playing MLB The Show constantly since it came out. You mm-hmm. know, I don't buy Madden anymore because I hate it.
I was always a show player, like Roadhouse Show, franchise.
Yeah. I'm a franchise guy. I grew up when you couldn't do online. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So to me, if the franchise mode ain't good, the game ain't good.
Yeah.
You know? I like NBA 2K, all that stuff.
Here's how long I've been trying to play online. When I was still in college, we used to run the dial-up cord down the hallway so we could play. And what was it? Halo 2 was out. And I remember people, that's the only way we could play, like, multi-people. You have to run the court down the hallway.
Now it's whatever. It's crazy, man. It's crazy. That's why I don't trust technology, man. Skynet's real. That's why That's why I won't switch to an iPhone, bro. I'm keeping that Android because that iPhone, whatever Apple people, they know too much, man.
Yeah.
They know way too much.
Yep.
When the revolution starts, man, I'll be good with my Android because they ain't doing nothing.
John will probably remember this. When I talked to Roderick Strong, I said, if I didn't have to be on Twitter or if I could like disconnect, I was like, and he said the same thing. He was kind of like, yeah, we're kind of getting
Yeah.
like off the grid, sort of. And I was like, if I could
Yeah.
do that, I would disappear. I would go.
I'm already off Twitter. I just still have Instagram, but even that, I'm just like, eh. You know? And again, if I didn't have to do interviews or go to work, you wouldn't even know where I'm at. You know what I mean? Everyone just leave me alone.
All right. You have anything you want to plug or promote before we get out of here?
No, just AEWTix.com. That's AEWTIX. They always tell me to say it just like that. And also, support pro wrestling, man. Buy Supercard, watch AEW, watch everything. Watch all wrestling. Just watch it. Enjoy it. Even if you don't like it, then change the channel. If you do like it, stay and watch. Just try to enjoy something, man. We're here for a cup of coffee, man, and then we're gone. We're dead and gone. And that's it. And you really think people are going to care about your opinion on pro wrestling when it's, when they read your eulogy? No. Just have fun. Have fun. Watch it. Buy Supercard. There you
There you go.
go.
Can't think of any better way to put it. Thanks for your time and, best of luck this weekend. And this has been fun.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it, though.